Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn with you. Well, this show today, Doug, it's kind of what it's all about because we are now in hour one of the 6 hours of radio we're going to do. This Design Air 7 o'clock hour, serving the St. Louis area since 1904, designairservice.com, Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. We have 6 hours of radio to do, and that's because we have TMA Live tonight at Hot Shots in Wentzville. Jack.
They always take care of us at Hot Shots. They're great hosts.
And I hear tell this one in Wentzville's an old-fashioned pony. It's what I hear tell.
How so?
It's one of their premier locations. And Jay Boyd was posting some pictures from there. And they have a lot of nice things doing.
And good wings.
Well, we'll look forward to that then.
It's tonight. Hot Shots Wentzville. Why don't you come on out and enjoy some fellowship with us?
Do they have a lot of nice things doing?
I just heard they did.
So I know this is going to appeal. This is like me breaking down a poker hand, but I've been waiting to find out what's going to happen with this. And it actually is relevant because people who normally don't pay attention to golf will pay attention this week with the Masters. So, you know, I am in 150 DraftKings games. Doug for the Millionaire Maker. I'm excited about having 25% equity in this because I'm going to make $250,000 on Sunday. Okay. And I'm like I said, out of the kindness of my heart, I'm going to give each one of you guys $100 from that.
Well, that'd be nice.
I know I'm going to spend mine. Chicken parm.
Oh, really?
Really.
So Dustin Johnson falls down the steps yesterday.
Yeah. Did you have him on a bunch of your teams?
Well, you can change it up until 7 o'clock today. So the question is, and one of the important elements of DraftKings teams picking is game theory, and game theory lends itself to not necessarily always picking who you think's going to win, but diversifying your teams to account for the probability that you give each player and maximizing his or her potential in course and conditions and so on and so forth. But now with Dustin Johnson, he doesn't tee off until, is it 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock St. Louis time? Either way.
If he tees off at all.
Thank you. But once the lineups lock, and they just locked for everybody at 7 o'clock Central, you can then see his percentage of ownership. So I can tell you Jordan Spieth is owned by 30% of the 120,000 lineups submitted. The question people have is, how do you put Dustin Johnson in your lineup? A, is he even going to play like you said, Doug? And then B, if he does play, how compromised is he? It's a back injury, falling down the steps. Paulina said she heard a thud. I'd love to know what's going on in that house, by the way. But nonetheless, and then if he is able to play, how compromised is he? We're talking about a lower back and the ability to actually, you know, complete the golf swing. So how many people chose the number one player in their lineup? Have you seen this? You haven't seen it?
I have not seen it, no. I've not seen it.
Take a guess. Venture a guess. 30% put Spieth in there.
Yeah,
Justin Rose, 26%.
Because of his last 3 years, I would have thought Spieth would be the favorite anyway. I'll say because of the injury, 10%.
I'm going to say higher. If so few people took Spieth, they're spending their money.
Well, I mean,
somebody.
So few is not really so few because you're picking six golfers, so you know. I mean, I know you don't play.
You would think he would appear more. No. I would. So I'm going to go higher. I'm going to say 58. Even with the injury question.
58? I don't know. If there's a question of whether you're even going to play, and then you're talking about win the thing or finish real high, I would think it's pretty low. I would say more like 20% now.
Now, you could go the other way, and a lot of people are thinking, you know what?
That's it.
People aren't going to take
right.
Him.
Right. Well, so then that's game theory.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I know when we were having our discussions, this guy, I mean, we have, I think there's six people who put in the money to do this thing. But I yielded to the guy who finished in ninth place last year to put the lineups together. Now we had conversations. But, you know, Doug, here's a pro tip. If you're going to invest in an entity and you know nothing about that industry, it's best to probably leave it to somebody who has experience in that industry.
I don't see any examples very close to us.
Disagree.
So in this case, I know nothing about what this guy is able to do, but I know he finished in ninth place last year. And so I said, hey, you do what you do because I know you know what you're doing, and that's going to increase our chances of profitability. And so the final, so he said, I think we have 150 teams. I think we need to give ourselves around 10 to 12 Dustin Johnson lineups. So less than 10%, 10% would be 15. But to my surprise, I would have guessed there would probably be around 12% on Dustin Johnson. That would have been the number I would have guessed. 8.4%.
Lower.
8.4%. That is super low. So if Dustin Johnson is actually able to play and function, the fact that we have however many lineups, 10 to 12 lineups with Dustin Johnson in them, now, will work to our advantage.
I don't ask you to spend money on stuff, but I did request that we get a master's correspondent. Go ahead and spend the money, and thank you. You listened.
Of course I would.
Thank you for that.
So, Doug, at 7:45, we do have a master's correspondent on the premises at Augusta National.
Bob Golby?
No.
No? All right.
I think it's kind of obvious. I'm surprised.
Julius Burrows is dead now.
I know who it is. I read it in the golf trades.
Yeah, the trades are out.
Also, Barrett mentioned it in his latest podcast.
I would like somebody who not only likes golf, but also likes to bowl. That's the correspondent I would look for.
Those are the best kind. And so that would be Gary Player. But he's not our correspondent. Our correspondent is Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Well
done. You've got to be kidding me.
What's wrong? We got him. You mean you got to be kidding me? We got him.
Does he know anything at all about the game?
He's on the premises.
And that's all the credentials you need to be a correspondent.
Well, that and a plan to yell free dotum, yes.
Right. Mm. Perhaps as Jack Nicklaus took his backswing this morning to start the Masters, a free dotum was cried out by our golf correspondent, Matt.
Oh, let's hope not.
Who bowls at Hanks.
We'll give him credit because he's going to have to leave the premises to call us because you're not allowed phones in there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Can you do it like in the on the parking lot?
I think they let you in Butler's cabin to call.
Oh, they won't let you in Butler's cabin.
Iggy, I think that's a guideline. I don't think that's a hard fast rule. I think use your judgment. You can make cell phone calls in some places,
right?
Like right by a green, if you want.
Yeah, I think
as long as you're quiet.
I think by the 17th, because it's not a very prominent hole in the back nine, but yet it's important. Is the penultimate hole?
Don't like say that. Penultimate.
What about penultimate hole?
I think if you were on the phone and you put your left finger in your ear to make it sound like it's a really important call, you really got to hear it, and you walk nervously back and forth, people would understand that this is an important call and go ahead and make it.
And plus, if you say
next to the green, if you have to.
It's to an AM radio station.
Right.
They'll back off.
Media.
Well, good for us for having Matt who bowls at hand.
Yeah.
And thank you for spending the money. You know, you got to spend money to make money.
It's my credo. Penny save, penny earn. Doug, 40% of the field on Rory McIlroy. 40%.
That's a lot.
If I'd have known that, I probably wouldn't have played him.
Oh, you got him in on there? Yeah. How many lineups do you have?
Three.
I have
Tim in two, and I have Spieth in one.
What's the cost for that? For you?
Well, it depends on which game you're playing.
I played the $33.
Oh, did you? God bless you. The number that is stunning to me to see real high, it's a guy that I would imagine maybe minus you, Iggy, nobody in here would even know his name. I don't even know how to pronounce his first name, actually. I'm aware of him because I think he's playing pretty well, is Tyrell Hatton.
What?
27.5% on him. The world.
Tyrell Hatton.
So if he winds up shipping it, you know who's my kind of dark horse play, and I know we have, and I see the number on him, is El Nino. That's the boy to you in Spanish. Sergio Garcia.
He's on my McIlroy team, too.
He's at 18.8%.
Paul Casey. A lot of people are playing Casey.
Yeah, a lot of people are on Paul Casey. But the winds, 25 miles an hour up to 40 mile an hour gusts today at Augusta. So we were also trying to handicap when these winds are going to be at their highest. So we were trying to favor drafting players teeing off this morning and then also analyzing the data on who plays best in windy conditions. And actually, Jordan Spieth is the number one player in windy conditions, which is, you know, I don't know. Why? I don't know if it has to do with growing up in Texas or whatever the hell the case might be, but God bless him. He's number one there, so I would imagine a lot of people moved action on Spieth anyway once Dustin Johnson went out or is at least in question. So I will be locked in on Masties here over the next couple days, Doug, and I would imagine you'll be locked in on Masties as well because I know you love the tradition.
Well, I don't like the tradition that much. In fact, a lot of the tradition I don't care for.
You rail against it.
The nose in the air elitism. All the Masters, perhaps the last club in America to actually accept minority members. A tradition like no other. Who will wear the green jacket this year? A tradition that began when Bobby Jones had the trophy stolen from him and a caddy was dispatched to go to the Kmart in downtown Augusta and get anything, anything at all to award to the new king of golf. And all he could find at Kmart was rows and rows of green sport coats that Kmart couldn't give away because, let's face it, no one wants to wear a green sport coat. And sure, that caddy bought those coats, drove them up Magnolia Lane to Butler Cabin, and today we award one of those Kmart green jackets to the new king of golf.
That's how the green jacket...
Tradition like no other.
That's how the green jacket came to you? I thought it was in honor of Buck Swope.
No.
Paul Boy's Laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. I might sal in with some Post Sports Bar and Grill. The forecast is outstanding this weekend.
All right.
Finally.
Yeah.
Doug, you and I...
It'll be cold today, though.
If there's one thing... Well, we have two things we love. Men, and we love warm weather.
I like warm weather, yeah.
And
I'm keen on fellas.
Finally... After months of, even when it started to warm up, it's been as rainy as the Dickens, R-A-T-D. And now it is warm, and the golf conditions here locally will be prime. But I don't know if I will leave my house after I get done with TMA Live tonight at Hot Shots in Wentzville. I think I might just
be... a long day.
Yeah, but the next 4 days.
Let me ask you,
I said, Anna Marie, I don't care if you're pregnant. I don't care. Yeah. I have 150 DraftKings lineups.
Do the heavy lifting yourself.
My God.
Gal.
You're lying in bed with Gordon Gecko of Daily Fantasy Sports here, sister.
Oh,
then out the
then
barn
I rolled
yourself,
over,
woman.
And I got on Pornhub. Whole thing. It was a whole
so
thing.
So you're looking at wind as a factor. You're looking at players that handle certain weather conditions the right way. Might be you're overthinking it because we've had Biff on, and Biff has had a lot of success in hockey by betting on the really good teams and against the bad ones. So I would say keep it simple. You just bet on the really good golfers and leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Well, that's probably
there's a salary cap, so you can't. I mean, you probably can't afford it mathematically even have Jordan Spieth and Roy McIlroy and Dustin Johnson on one team.
Well, you find a way and yell at people.
Yeah, make it happen. To not have them is just excuse making.
Yeah. Okay.
One of your servants that makes a lineup, you go, but Tim, we can't fit all these salaries and there's a cap. And you I don't want to hear your excuses. Yeah. Make it happen.
Yeah, don't tell me about the pregnancy. Show me the baby. It's a nice hole, Bill.
Doug.
It was a golf reference. The fellow by the name of Bill Smith designed a wonderful
Bill Haas. A lot of people like Bill Haas this week.
He designed
Jay Haas's son? Belleville's own?
I think so. Or nephew, maybe.
Good knowledge.
Be nice if you did some show prep, bro.
Yeah, boy, they're all a member of the Haas family. That much we know for sure.
You ever read the emails? Tim said, hey, look up some Haas stuff because I'm going to hit
Haas
you with a couple
genealogy.
Of
genealogy?
Yep.
I haven't really.
Well, you have to do work. The reason I put Haas on my team is because he is very good in greens and regulation and very good at scrambling. Two of the things you really need at Augusta National. So.
Aren't they all good at that?
No, some of them suck.
Oh, you talk about some of the great scramblers. Where were you in 92?
Well, he's not
David
playing this
David Duvall took out a 7-iron, and his shot created a clump of grass flying high in the air, framed by the Georgia pines and the beautiful transplanted azaleas. And what was left behind? Well, a little thing today we call simply Duvall's divot. Something that just doesn't happen on any other course.
I made divots. I made a divot at Stonewolf in dormant grass.
Not like Duvall's divot.
Who carries the Masters? What network?
Stop it.
CBS.
CBS should hire Doug.
They
specifically
should. Should do voiceover work.
In coming back from break and going to break, I would hire Doug on. Doug, we're going to give you beauty shots, and you just take us in from break and out.
Exaggerating everything that has ever happened on the course to make it seem like a treasure part of golf history.
I'm giving you an idea right now that everybody will watch. You know how when the Masters starts, they do that 5-minute intro where they show golfers from the past.
Oh, my.
They have somebody voice it over. It's on your network. You get some highlights together, and you voice one tonight and say, the Masters coming up, and you do a 3-minute intro, and now your sports is over. You're already 30 seconds over.
Yeah.
But you do that with your analogies.
That's a good idea.
You're...
Is considering that. Wait a minute. I can voice that early and then just show that and then I'm done.
I think it'd be perfect.
Doug is like, count me in.
It'd be funny as hell.
But Doug, you'll be like 3 minutes into Nancy Glass's Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, they'll cut it out right in the middle of it. So that's it.
Second time she's been violated in the last couple years.
Oh.
Does Iggy have 20 guys on his team? Every player the great Tim says, Iggy replies, well, that's who I have on my team. Iggy, you are only allowed 6 players. Do you have...
Well, you named 4, and I said there's 4 on my team.
Wow, how about that?
My team is the 2 teams that I have the same is the teams that I like. I have Rory, I have Bill Haas, I have Paul Casey, I have Justin Rose, I have Kevin Kistner, and Sergio Garcia. That's my team that
El
I have
Nino.
2 of them.
I would have gone with Lee Trevino. That's
you think this is his year?
Oh, Supermax. Oh, what a player he was.
And the other one is the same, except that I don't have Rory. I have Spieth. And I don't have Kistner. I have Zach Johnson.
Doug, how many teams have Ricky Fowler? Thanks, 314.
Oh, jeez. Probably quite a few.
Nice answer.
I would say 18% have Ricky Fowler. The dashing.
That's
young
a good
player.
Guess. That's actually, if I were setting the over-under, I think I'll go over on that. I think I'll go over that.
I don't
Plowboy,
know.
Plowboy, you over or under on that?
I like Ricky Fowler, so I go over.
Do you like the orange he wears? Oh, my God, way over.
I like the lime green, actually. That's my favorite.
31% more on Fowler than Spieth.
I thought there was...
The recency bias, we call that, Doug. The recency bias. Well, I call it POTM, yeah, prisoner of the moment.
But you want to go with a hot player. There's something to that, too.
Do you think he's the hottest guy?
That the hottest player? Well, he's no among them. Boy, he sure played well at the
now Duffner. Duffner probably the hottest. He's one of those.
Jason Duffner. He's a little bulky.
Well, he's one of those rare hairless bears. I forgot what.
Oh,
they're called.
My word!
You won't hear Vern Lundquist say that.
A hairless bear.
He used to have long hair. I got to know him a little bit.
You got to know Jason Duffner?
How in the hell do you know him? I said when how I was did you know I was hairless the, bear.
I was the number one tee starter at the. Price Cutter Charity Championship.
Text in 855 Cub Talk.
You've had a jillion jobs.
In Springfield. When I worked in Springfield, the Price Cutter Charity Championship was
Missouri
there.
Missouri or Illinois?
Missouri.
Okay.
And I got to know him, and we hung out a little bit. He used to have long hair and big hoop earrings.
You're
big
kidding
hoop
me.
Earrings.
You hung out with a gentleman who wore big hoop earrings.
So he was interested in black gentlemen.
No, he was pulling them 2 at a time back then.
He had his wife. Was beautiful.
Yeah, I think she divorced him, though.
No, I know that, but they would post Instagram pictures, and people would be going, what in the world's going on here?
Almost every golfer has a hot wife.
Yeah, there's kind of a... one of the greatest groupie operations going is on the PGA Tour, but you would never think it, because you see these guys, and they kind of just like, you know, nerdy dudes.
Yeah, they make big, travel big, big money.
Yeah, and travel more, to the best places in the world, ball hard. Holy moly.
I got to know him just as the tee starter.
So what do you guys talk about?
No, we went out to, I forgot what bar we went to afterwards.
You and Jason Duffner in Springfield went to a bar.
Yes.
Was there any trim?
He was firing on a few.
He said he didn't need a haircut. He was bald.
He was a cool dude. I mean, I'm sure he still is. I haven't talked to him since then, but.
Making as a pro golfer might be the hardest sport to make it in when you consider that careers are not 3 or 4 years like they are in a lot of sports. But
I don't know.
Sometimes,
I mean, I'm 40 and I 40. Fired an 87 at Tapawinga.
That won't get you in. There's guys who are on the tour at age 20 and they're still there when they're 60. Golf is played all over the world. And if you can be one of the couple hundred that are playing on the PGA Tour, you've beaten some incredible odds.
Yeah, you finish in the top 125, you're still making close to a mil. It takes, $700,000 to make the top 125 and keep your card?
Doug, is that what it is?
Something like that, yeah. That's what Duffner told me.
you sound like a texter.
Oh, Iggy knows Duffner. Yeah, they're coming in fast and furious.
Plowsy brought it up, and I just said he said he was bald, and I
Jason
said he
Duffner,
used to have.
I swear I didn't hear him say that.
No, he said he was bald. I like a hairless man, and I just brought up that he used to have hair.
Flip that off.
And used to have hoop earrings. And was a pretty cool dude. I'm sure he still is.
Morning, Jamokes. It seems seems awfully early for Iggy to be making up stories, isn't it? Thanks. That's from Shooter McGavin.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
I'm going to make up a story about Jason Duffner.
Yeah, you would have picked a bigger name.
You would think so.
Iggy, saying hi to someone doesn't mean you talked to them and got to know them, you idiot. That's from Mae Young's newborn hand.
Yeah, saying hi and conversing on the tee and then going out and having a drink, yeah.
So it was just you and Duffner? And I can't imagine there were a lot of glamorous cocktail lounges in Springfield.
No, I think it was some sports bar. I can't remember. There were a few other ones that went with us.
I once played paintball with Ben Crenshaw.
Really?
Yeah.
Gentle Ben?
Very good shot.
Did he cry all the time in that sport, too?
He cried when he won in 95. Remember that? As Harvey Penick had passed away, and he was the pallbearer on Wednesday, and he was teeing off at Augusta on Thursday.
Heroic story.
Are you going to trash the guy for crying because his longtime teacher passed away?
He seems like he cries a lot.
Does he really?
I think so.
No, Steve Stricker cries a lot. Steve Stricker cries after every win.
Really?
Boy, I mean, let me tell you something. Can I tell you something?
Sure. I mean, if you say it, it's going to be really noteworthy.
They did a whole thing, I guess, on the Golf Channel on Ben Crenshaw's win in 95, and all they did was interview his wife and his daughters, and I feel like there was a strategy there. I say this respectfully as kind of, you know, having an idea of the idea was let's get as many viewers as possible, always is the game. I mean, his wife is absolutely beautiful. He's 65. I don't know how old she is, but they've been married for 30 years. God bless. And his daughters are like models. Gentle Ben.
What does that mean, Gentle Ben?
Gentle Ben was a bear that had a kid as a friend, and it was a TV show for a few years. In fact, the kid was Ronnie Howard. Oh, Ronnie Howard, the brother of...
Clint.
Clint Howard, yeah. Oh, what a team they made. That was Gentle Ben to me. How they got that bear not to eat the kid, I don't know, frankly, but he never did.
I cry a lot, but it's usually after sex with a woman. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Oh, my God!
If you were going to be a first tee starter, now I just did my normal voice, would you rather be the guy at the U.S. Open, or not the U.S. Open, the British Open, on the tee from the USA, Tiger Woods?
I love that guy, but I think he did his last British Open last year.
Yeah, he did. Still lives with his mom, God love him.
How do you know that? Duffner tell you.
Yeah, I hung out with him.
He did the voice work over in Springfield.
No, they did a piece on him last year because of his final one.
I thought you should have seen the piece.
I didn't see it.
He never goes to the bathroom. He waits until the final group. He doesn't go to the bathroom. And he lives with his mom. On the tee from the USA, Tiger Woods. And then you got these necks at the Masters. Four, please, Tiger Woods teeing off. That's what they do.
That's all they say?
Four, please, Tiger Woods teeing off. That's all they say. And they're usually like 80 years old.
Wasn't the guy from the UK? I would imagine he's older.
Not 80.
Really?
He doesn't sound like a Hoosier.
Well, I mean, there's a Georgia dialect.
You're light and Irish.
What do they say, Iggy?
Four, please. Tiger Woods teeing off.
What is four, please?
That's what they say. Four, please. Listen this morning. Be four, please.
That means like pay four. Attention. Head up. Yep.
Yeah. I'm talking. Four, please.
What if they say, ladies and gentlemen... to tee off?
They don't do it.
What could use a little pizzazz in there?
Tim, I once ate dinner at the same restaurant as Hal Sutton. Thanks. It's from PGA Pro Dan. Wow, everybody's got stories of
Hal Sutton, yeah, he was a heck of a player.
Iggy, let's cut to the end of the story. Why did Duffner end up having it out for you? And what lie did he make up about you so that you would no longer be the number one tee starter? Thanks. Doug, that's Justin in Columbia. He picks his spots.
I was a tee starter every year I was in Springfield, so 3 years I did it.
Did that pay much? They give you tips or anything?
Free. They just asked me to do it, and I told you I was the mayor of Springfield. They asked me to do everything.
And that's because of your radio show?
Well, the one I was on, it wasn't my radio show.
But you were on a radio show, that's how they knew you.
Yes.
So you're the mayor of Springfield.
There wasn't much sports radio. It was the only one in Springfield, and I was the only one who spoke my mind. Nobody else had opinions.
What do you talk about?
They say he's even popular in Europe.
What do you talk about on sports radio in Springfield, Missouri? The AA club?
A lot of Lady Bear stuff.
Yeah, probably.
Mike.
Yeah, hello, Mike. Mike.
Hello.
Yes, oh. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, next month, I signed to play baseball next month.
You're going to play some baseball next month?
Yeah, I signed for playing baseball next month.
Very nice.
A lot of teams.
Wait, did you sign up or did you get signed?
I already signed up.
All right.
Very, very nice.
Where are you going to play?
Some just a baseball team.
Nice.
Huh.
Very nice.
You going to pitch?
Yeah, next month.
You're going to be the pitcher, no doubt.
So I can't wait that one. So I will sign up.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So I can't wait that one.
Yeah, I bet.
Sounds like fun. Where are you going to play? And can we go and watch if we have an opening in our schedule?
I would sign up for being team playing baseball.
All right.
I'm talented. I could hit, could pitch, but I can't run.
You can't run at all because of your back?
Yeah, because my legs.
Yeah.
I can't run.
So. Mike, I hear you're coming to Hot Shots in Wentzville tonight for TMA
yeah,
Live.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Very nice, Doug.
Well, that'll be good. Well, it'll be nice to see you again, Mike.
Mick come up Friday. I'm going to Social House.
Mick is a term that some Irish find offensive. Maybe just a gentleman is going to join you at Social House.
I'm going this coming up Friday at Social House, too.
Doug, it'll be at Social House.
You're going to the Social House. Well, you better behave yourself there.
I know the guy. He owns it.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, I do, too.
He could give me free food, free drink, everything.
Oh, very nice.
Well, that is a treat.
Yeah, I think you guys know him. His name is Nick.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Nick. Yeah. He's a good guy.
Remember him from the radio station a long time ago.
Right. Yeah, I know Nick. Right. I've known him for a long time. He's a good guy.
Yeah. He said he could hook me up, girl, everything.
Well, I don't know.
Plowhawk's laugh brought you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill.
Friday.
Doug, you ought to swing all by right. and see what the word is.
Well,
maybe
you
can watch the second round in those windy conditions in Georgia.
I don't think you go to the Social House to watch
next
the Masters.
Month sign up playing baseball.
Well, I'm excited for you because baseball is a wonderful sport to watch and to play.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the team.
Very nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that'll be fun for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Hey, well, all right, then.
Anything for Doug?
What's taking you?
Anything for Jim this morning? Anything to say?
You're so ugly.
Now, why would you say such a thing?
Because he had a big milk.
All right, pot him down. All right, pot him down. Mike Lee has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. I am writing his name down even as we speak with a Wright Business Products ink pen. The ink is coming out, and the name is going onto the logule. He'll serve a suspension for a period of 2 days' time.
I almost forgot to close with that. When Tim says very nice, that means he's out. And I was like, how do we usually, oh, yeah, anything for Doug? And that's when he kind of heads out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really just.
Well, it's nice of you to bring that up.
I was performing a service for the show.
I don't think you were.
I feel I was.
Guys, when is Iggy going to tell us how he taught Jackie Stiles everything she knows about the game of basketball?
Now, she had Merrimack a heck of a jump shot.
She just got passed in most points in a career in the NCAA history by some chick in Washington last year.
Fun facts for no one tell, Doug. Yeah,
I taught her nothing about basketball.
Doug, what made Jackie Stiles' game so explosive?
Well, basically explosiveness. Is what Jackie brought to the court.
I understand.
When the game would start, she came ready to play, and a lot of the other people had practiced, but none got there before everyone and left after everyone.
What?
And Jackie would dribble, sure she would, and at times pass, and when she had an open shot, she would take the shot, and she took lots of shots. And her explosiveness and her ability to take lots of shots led to her scoring a lot of points. And this is basically what separated her from all the other great point scorers in basketball lore.
Somewhere out there, there's a company that has a lot of money, tons of disposable income. There's a lot of companies doing very well. Someone should hire Doug, $250,000 a year, just to come in the office and talk and be funny.
Doug, hold out for $200,000.
If I were a CEO, I'd be like, hire Vaughn. Well, what's he going to do? All he knows is how to run like a 12-second VO. I don't care. Yeah. I want him in the office. We'll ask him some questions. He'll kind of putter around the water cooler, make everyone laugh, put him in a good mood.
I think it's more of a consultant thing. I could be a consultant and just say the most obvious things.
Yeah, but no one would really
Everyone will
care
tell you.
About
we have to get better at teasing.
Yeah, teasing is what I need work.
This guy can go forward. This guy can go backwards. Ah, yes, this guy.
It's time to
Now, I have to tell you that we do. Today, not only do we have Matt Hubols at Hanks as our Augusta correspondent,
nice.
He is legitimately at the Masters.
Yeah, I bet. He's probably in the next office over.
He is going to be with us. He said he talked with John Daly on Tuesday.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yep.
So he's going to be with us at 7:45.
I like
that's 11 minutes to you and me, Russ. And this is big doings. I was getting into this, and then you might be surprised to hear this. I got sidetracked. But at 8 o'clock... We are opening up registration for the 2017 Free Dotem Open. Oh my word.
I want the details now.
And at 8 o'clock, we also are opening up registration for a new golf festivity. Jennings Randolph Jr. calls them Lemmings Days.
No, oh, no.
I love it.
And they will take place at Normandy.
And what is that exactly?
A Jay and I pair up and we play against the listeners. Okay. Six times. It's a league. And you can register for that. So the golf tournament and Lemmings Days. We'll have details for you coming up at 8 o'clock. A chance to play against Jennings Randolph Jr., who played college golf, and a guy who grew up in South St. Louis on Ruth Park.
There'll be fights. Who's going to get in your twosome?
Doug?
Every group that signs up is going to fight to play with Tim and Jay.
Let me tell you, Junior is a great American. Love that
Patriot.
Guy. But he also sees a nice business opportunity when it presents itself. Good for him.
It's an opportunity for me to go out there and spend even more time with the listeners, Doug, and that's what I like to do. They put food on our table.
They do.
Out of the kindness of my heart, no money needed, can I caddy for these little tournaments? I know you guys will have a cart, but maybe just pure entertainment value. I can, you know, if you have a bad shot, maybe throw in a joke or two, you know, maybe avoid throwing your clubs or throwing a temper tantrum. I can be that guy.
And if you need I think you will do an outstanding job as my caddy, and I'd like to sign that deal right now if we can.
I'd love to.
I don't think he can lift a golf bag.
Right. Oh, no, I can't.
Well, you can just drive the
cart.
You're going
to carry a bag 18 holes?
Well, no, I mean, I'm sure they're going to have a cart, but I'm there as like a moral support.
Right.
So you're not going to carry anything. You're just going to walk around and offer suggestions.
Oh, a cooler full of water for Tim and whatever, I guess, whatever everybody else wants.
You were just enjoying a jelly donut, which I approve of.
Right.
But from Dunkin' Donuts. Now, usually you get gas station donuts, and this isn't any sort of live read, not a paid endorsement. I'm a fan of Dunkin' Donuts. Do you like them better than, say, the
gas station? This bag of Dunkin' Donuts right here is the reason why I enjoy living in the county more than I do the city already, because you have these luxury that are on Manchester that are blocks away from my house.
Fast food establishment.
So, you know, if you have a choice between gas station donuts or Dunkin', what are you going to choose?
Dunkin'.
It's obvious. Yep. So, yeah. It's nice to have
options.
You're
a great American.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Doug, this is the 7 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling, serving the St. Louis area since 1904. DesignAirService.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. And Design Air is coming out to our homes tomorrow. They're going to go by Doug's first, and then they're going to come by my place. And we're just going to see what the word is. I will be on the couch watching the Masters and say, hey, well, the air conditioning's over there.
Yeah, I tried to set up an appointment
in the window.
And the time I could do it, they told me Doug Vaughn already took that time.
No.
Did they really?
Yeah.
It's a nice time.
I'm relegated to the back row here.
Seth Goldcamp and his family are fourth-generation owner-operators and really care about their customers. Great. Get Design Air out to your home now, like we are, and have them take a look at your air conditioning unit. Don't wait until it gets up to 90 degrees and you find out your air conditioning needs service. Get it done now by calling 314-739-1600 or visit designairservice.com, and maybe the serviceman can tell you what it's like inside a carport village, because very few people can get in. It's a gated carport village.
There's no such thing as a gated carport area.
What?
That's just where gypsies and stragglers walk.
Well, sometimes you can put lattice work up around the sides of the carport just to fancy it up a little bit.
Make it look like a sort of a garage.
Yeah.
Doug, Russell Henley is at one under par through two.
Is he? That meant most likely he got a par and then he got a birdie. That would put him at one under par, a score rarely seen here at the Masters or anywhere else.
They say number two is the easiest hole at Augusta.
They say the easiest hole would be that second hole.
We
see frequent birdies, an occasional eagle, and every now and then an albatross.
Louis Oosthuizen in 2012 is what you're citing, of course.
Oh, that's right.
Oosty.
Louis Albi is what they call it now.
Are they really?
I have no idea.
Okay. It's fine. Tim, do you know? Sorry, Doug, they're coming in too fast, then they're coming in too furious. Let's see. Do you know how much free beer won't be on hand at the Free Dotem Open?
I hope there's enough, Tim.
Yeah, that caused an issue for one gentleman who was here last year, and he got a little feisty.
He wanted more free beer?
Right. I think we got 36 cases, and Anheuser-Busch was like, we over.
We've never brought this much beer to a golf tournament ever. And there was still a pot-bellied Hoosier upset that there wasn't more.
Yeah, and like turned a sign upside down and wrote something vulgar on it.
Yeah.
I mean a good white hog. I mean a real good one.
That's a lot of beer because I think every group got a six-pack a person.
Right. Well, the problem was, and we're trying to mitigate the issue, and I'll explain how, coming up at 8 o'clock when you can register. And for real, similar to like the Timberfake Ryan Kelly fight, and you saw that sold out in less than 2 days. We know with this, it did sell out in less than 2 days last year with, you know, two flights. So you're going to want to register ASAP when we make the registration open at 8 o'clock. But anyway, the issue last year, Iggy, was that we had the two flights, and the morning flight took way more beer than they were allotted and stored it in their golf bags. And so then for the afternoon flight, some people didn't get as much as they were hoping.
Well, wasn't that special? We're not only going to drink the free beer, we're going to steal some of it, too. That's terrific.
That is terrific.
If there's one thing you want to do at 8 in the morning, it's just to get really good and liquored up.
And take
and then steal some more of it.
And take someone else's beer and shove it in your golf bag.
Oh, might have to have people hand out the beer instead of just come and take what you want.
We're trying to do something this year that we hope will eliminate the issue of 2016. So we'll dug details on that at 8 o'clock. Matt Ubols at Hanks with us live from Augusta at 7:45. He's our official Augusta correspondent. Kelly Chase of your St. Louis Blues broadcast team, an NHLpodcast.com analyst. Brought to you by Petromart. He comes your way at 8:30. Blues are in Hollywood, Florida, Doug, the place where the game was founded.
Yeah, as far as I know, that's where Punch Imlock first put a rubber disc on a sheet of frozen ice.
Everglades, right?
They play almost year-round in the Florida Everglades, and that's why so many of the game's finest players have hailed from that region.
And at 9:15, you wanted her, and so the boys were able to book her. Tasha Raine will be with us.
Raines?
I got a split, so I'm not going to be able to be around.
You want to record some questions like Larry Nickel did for Brother Love?
What is your favorite color?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
And she'll giggle, and I'll giggle, and it'll be a delight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Doug, Tasha Raine is an adult starlet, but she's also a media personality, and she appeared in the show Laguna Beach. You remember that with Talon. And also in Playboy, plus recently she became a radio show host. Probably broke her time somewhere.
Lucrative. Right. Have you considered this for the golf tournament, to just do away with bottles and cans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's an easier way to keep track of who's getting what. But you just have a keg at every hole, and then you have someone like Plowsy as the Spigotmeister.
Spigotmeister.
And he just shoots some beer into their mouth. Mm. Like everyone that comes up, here's your beer, and you shoot into their mouth. There's no cups, there's no cans, there's no bottles, and it's easy distribution. Something to think about. Just kegs at each hole.
Spigotmeister Plowsy.
Be the Spigotmeister.
Yeah.
Russell Henley has bogeyed three, and he drops to even par.
How many teams did you have him on?
I don't know. It's a good question, actually.
Well, there's still a long way to go there, Tim.
Disagree.
Not necessarily. There's only 69 holes left.
Well, I think he's got time to make that up.
Mm-hmm. Matt Ubols at Hanks is already on the line. Look at this guy. That's what a good correspondent does. They get ready, and we will have him join us coming up. So anyway, what we have, Matt Ubols at Hanks, special announcement on our golf tournament, also Lemmings Days, where you can play against me and Jay Randolph Jr. There's going to be six rounds of golf, Doug, and each player gets a six-pack of beer.
No fooling?
Yep. Wow. So we're going to do that on two Wednesdays a month. So we'll have that for you, the registration for that, and then Kelly Chase at 8:30 and Tasha Raine. We wanted to hear what she thought about Dustin Johnson's injury and whether or not she put him on her 150 team. So that's coming your way at 9:15. Hot Shots email of the day at 9:45. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. It is the Design Air 7 o'clock hour. DesignAirService.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Here on the Ryan Kelly morning after. A lot of people said to me at the last TMA Live in Edwardsville, "Hey, bro, you seem real smooth. What's up with that?" Mm-hmm. "I wouldn't have expected that. Thought you might have a little stubble." I said, "Oh, it's
I don't know how many people really came up and said that."
And they said stubble with an O, not a U.
Right. Biff
said that to you?
I think it was one of his poems.
Did he?
But there's
really no answer to the question, is there?
No, there is. Actually, it's Harry's Razors.
Oh, okay.
It's funny you ask that because it's Harry's Razors. Okay. And there's great news because Harry's is so confident you will love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. All you have to do is cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try, but this offer is only available for our listeners if you use the promo code InsideSTL at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping to get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm. Go to harrys.com right now and enter promo code InsideSTL at checkout. That's harrys.com, promo code InsideSTL. Don't wait. Don't wait. You can't wait. Get started today with Harry's at harrys.com, promo code InsideSTL. Well, they're on the course now, Doug, at Augusta.
Yeah.
And that means our correspondent...
busy at work.
...is busy at work. Ladies and gentlemen, our official 2017 Masters correspondent, we are creating a write-off for him, Matt, who bowls at Hank's. Good morning, Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
So where are you right now? Because Iggy says... that you can't have any phones on the Augusta National property.
So you're also not allowed re-entry, so we haven't gone in yet this morning. We found that out yesterday. So I'm kind of just waiting on you guys.
If you buy an expensive ticket and you have some sort of emergency where you need to leave, you cannot come back in? Is that what they're saying?
I'm sure there's special circumstances, but to call into a low wattage AM radio show might not be one of them.
Oh, you mother.
Because that would bother who if you walked in and out of the gate? Who would be upset?
Probably Russell Henley. It's why he bogeyed three.
Everybody.
Yep. Right. Thank you, Matt O'Bowles at Hank's.
Are there any plans to yell a free dotum at a key moment?
Okay, so there is. Yeah, there's definitely going to be hopefully a moment for that tomorrow because I think that's going to be my last day here. So... you know, go out with a bang, I guess. But
well, wait till your last day, because if you say it before, then they'll kick you out, and you'll never get back in the course. So,
right, yeah.
So if you yell stuff, they kick you out.
They won't hear it. It blends.
I was watching the 2016 Masters last night on Spieth's tee shot. Doug, you probably remember this on 15.
Oh,
somebody
15s.
Yelled "Baba Booey."
Did they?
Yeah. I don't know if that person was kicked out, but I heard it.
I'm going to kind of feel it out today and get a game plan for tomorrow.
Sure.
I feel like I've only got one shot at it. So I'm going to have to find a big moment and get it in there. But they don't mess around here. It's my dad's been going for a while, and he kind of told me about it, and I saw it firsthand yesterday. They said when they were here 2 or 3 years ago, they were walking across, and they kind of stopped traffic for a car to go through or something, and some fella decided he wouldn't listen. Well, he went after they told him to stop. And a security person ran up and ripped his badge off and turned him around.
Threw him out.
For jaywalking, yeah.
Yeah, just remember, Matt, Lord. That America...
I hate that course the more I hear about it.
Don't be intimidated. America is on your side.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Doug, have you ever seen Race Creek in person?
No, of course not.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
I expect it's a creek like no other.
Oh, it is. There's actually an RV park outside of the gates on the lesser half of Rays Creek.
Ooh, nice. Good for property value.
Where the people in the trailers dump their sewage into Rays Creek, probably?
Correct, yeah. So, yeah, they don't tell you about that.
No, I don't expect they do.
Quick update, Trevor Immelman, are you in 2008, Doug?
I don't know, Tim.
He is 2 over through 2, a very rare bogey on number 2. So he is 2 over through 2. So if you had Immelman.
I've been saying for weeks, go ahead and sleep on Immelman. Don't have him on any of your teams. I don't like his game. I don't like the way he's drawing the ball. I don't like his game in high winds. I don't like his game.
Nice.
I think he's won one since his Masters win, so he's...
Exactly my point.
Nice.
You're right, Doug.
Good for you, Iggy.
Yeah. How about Trevor Ellman's on 0?
You haven't had one of those horrible sandwiches there yet, have you?
No, I haven't. I'm kind of with you on that one, Doug. Yeah. It doesn't sound good.
Pimento cheese?
But neither does a peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich.
No. You haven't tried that. You need to try that. Yeah. That's a treat.
It sounds just as awful.
No.
Matt, who bowls at Hank's, my sources tell me you had a conversation with John Daly this week.
We did. Yeah, we did. We came in Tuesday, and there he is, I don't know, hawking stuff outside the Hooters.
Sounds about right.
That's great.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was cool to see him, but it was kind of, I don't know, sad, I guess. But, I mean, he asked him what he was doing this weekend. He said smoking, drinking, and selling. Nice. So he's got a game plan. But he likes Ricky in this thing, and I kind of felt the same way going in. And sure enough, that really boosted my confidence.
Is he not eligible to play in the Masters?
I don't think so. I know he's never won it, and I think your eligibility runs out after so long of not being top-ranked golfer, or however it works. But
yeah, you got to be in the top 50 or have won a tournament the year before.
Right.
Doug, he is not eligible.
Well, I think he goes up there every year, doesn't he? And he picks a Hooters, and he just signs autographs and hawks stuff every year at Augusta, doesn't he?
Good for him.
Yeah, he's just got his RV set out of Hooters, and he's got a bunch of, I don't know, clothes, his loudmouth golf and all that stuff, and he'll sign anything for a couple bucks or whatever. But,
he's got it figured out.
Yeah, he does. He just sits there, drinks, smokes, and sells.
Where are you staying, Matt O'Bulls at, Hanks?
We rented a house.
Also hard.
Week. I guess that's kind of what everybody does. There's only so many hotels, but we got five guys in total, so we rented a little house down here.
A lot of bros?
Yeah. Bros and whites.
Bros and whites. Is there any hot tub play among the five of you?
Oh, no.
Good for you, Doug.
Our neighbors are kind of cool, but I don't know if they're down for that or not.
Now, are these really nice houses? Is there a bunch of really nice residential areas in Augusta, or no?
Yeah. There's one little area that's really nice. It's got all the big ones, but I'd imagine some of the golfers are staying in those. But everything outside, it's older southern homes, but they're not bad.
And so the people that live there, they just go on vacation somewhere, rent their houses out,
yeah,
and make money?
Basically, the whole town takes a vacation for the week, and it's time for them to cash in on Hoosiers like us coming down and living in their houses.
How do they know? How do they know you won't rob them blind?
Now you signed an agreement, yeah?
I don't know.
Someone did.
Yeah. Someone signed. I'm just here for the ride.
Okay.
You're there on business to get free dotum on the airwaves. Good for you.
Yeah. This is a 100% business trip.
Yep.
Now, will you follow any one particular golfer? Or
yeah.
Just,
what are you looking? What are you looking at today?
Yeah. I think today I'm going to follow Ricky. He tees off at 10, our time here. So I'll follow him around today, and then I think tomorrow we're just going to camp off 18 and I'm just going to keep yelling free dotum.
Oh, nice. Well, I think you'll be thrown out for that.
Doug, if that gets on a key putt or ESPN or something like that, are you going to change your ways a little bit?
No, I will not. Why should I change my ways? This guy's vile.
You're becoming a minority here, sir.
Yep.
Well, someone's got to stand for law and order, and that someone is me.
Seems like you have a personal agenda. Keep that to you and your homeboys.
Mm.
What if Jordan Spieth aces number 16, and forever people will show that highlight, and as the ball hits the club face, Matt O'Bulls at Hanks yells free dotum, and it echoes in history forever, Doug?
More likely, he's going to attempt to tap in putt for the win, and someone screams free dotum, and it disturbs him, and he misses the putt and three putts, and somebody else wins. That's the more likely scenario.
Boy, you
are
sticking
on the wrong side
of
history here, Doug.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I like to yell at when it's like, get in the hole.
Yeah, that's good. That's nice.
Love that.
Yeah. And any shot.
Get in the hole.
Yeah. What about you, the man. That's awesome too. It's awesome.
But free dotum is better. Right. Thank you, Matt O'Bulls at Hanks.
Matt O'Bulls at Hanks. What's wrong? Is security accosting you?
No, I'm just, it's kind of a mess down here. Yesterday, I got rained out in the parking lot.
Hello, Matt? Hello?
Doug, yeah.
Oh, okay, we didn't hear you there for a second.
Don't panic, Doug.
God bless it. I was just saying the parking lot's a swamp. It's a mess down here.
How are the wind conditions? Because we hear tell it's going to be as gusty as the day is long.
Yeah, right now it's not bad. It's sunny and little to no wind, but here in about an hour they're saying it's going to be cloudy and pretty windy. So obviously Amen Corner is going to be a whirlwind mess. But, God, it's beautiful, Doug.
Okay, I've seen lots of beautiful golf courses.
What's that, like Riverside?
Yeah, this one.
Yes.
What, the guy's getting the experience and he likes it.
Yeah.
Why are you going to rain on
his
parade?
I don't trust him.
Why don't you trust Matt O'Bulls at Hanks? He loves America. He bowls at Hanks.
I don't know his credentials.
Hey, there's a text from Greg Oden's stovepipe, And it says, does Matt really have a beef with the brawler? If he does, I want to bang him. I don't know what that means, but do you have a beef with the Barnhart brawler? Doug, do you have a beef with the Barnhart brawler?
Yes, yes. He's a flaming pantsuit liberal.
yeah, sure. I'll go with that.
In other words, not really.
No, no, I don't. He's all right. He just gets a little fired up.
Yes, he does.
The brawler said last night when I posted our guest list for today, Doug, you call up the captain's log, that will I be able to listen to the segment with Matt Who Bowls at Hanks if I am blocked by Matt Who Bowls at Hanks. So do you have the Barnhart brawler blocked on the fan pit?
I did.
Good for you.
I guess it's a big deal. So I unblocked.
It is a big deal.
Why would it be a big
deal? Give him an explanation.
What's the explanation?
And, I don't know. He just started trolling again, so yeah.
You think about maybe after the round today, you'll go bowling somewhere and you could be Matt Who Bowls at Augusta?
Awful.
I haven't seen a bowling alley down here in a while. I tell you what, though, there are Waffle Houses on every exit. And as we know, Waffle House is always great. So we are going to hit those up again today.
No bowling alleys?
No, I haven't seen one of those, no.
All right.
How do the radio stations down there cover this? I mean, they're sports stations. I mean, are they all talk
Bob
Augusta?
Bob Bubka.
Or they just don't care about Augusta. They don't care about the Masters.
like local ones that we're listening to?
Yeah.
I don't know. We've not really been in the car.
You've probably been podcasting like the Dickens any chance you get.
Yeah, exactly. This is the only one I listen to, Iggs.
How about that?
Well, if you're in the car, you might turn something on and know, oh, here's some sports. They're talking Augusta or...
Bluetooth streaming, yeah. Bluetooth streaming.
We really haven't heard much about it. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, the whole town's a buzz about it, and they plan for this stuff so long in advance. But I don't know what the local places do for it.
How's the tail, bro?
Not good.
Ah. Yeah.
Sausage festival.
What's wrong with you?
Imagine that's what it is. Women don't want to go to see Augusta National. They don't want to go see a golf tournament.
No. It's a lot of bros. It's perfect.
Yeah. Sounds good.
A lot of ladies love that Ricky. A lot of ladies in the Jupiter area like that Dustin Johnson a few years ago. Around. Yeah. Yeah, broads dig his action, man. They dig his action.
Me too.
And I expect at Masters, most of them will be 70 plus.
Tot.
So you'll get an eyeful.
Guys, I've blocked the brawler also. I know of three people who have blocked him on the fan page. Thanks. That's from the 314.
Now,
That's funny. That left-wing nut job, the brawler, blocked me too. So zip it, you gender-confused D-bag. I don't believe the brawler is gender-confused.
We don't need name-calling.
Doug, exactly.
He is confused about his politics, that's for sure.
Matt, any other final thoughts from Augusta? Because this has been really all-encompassing.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, I'm starting to, after yesterday's experience, I'm starting to kind of lean with Doug on it. There's a tidbit of snootiness here. It's a little over the top.
Yeah. No. You think?
No.
A little extra pomp and circumstance, but it's, it really is cool. I had a lot of people ask, you know, how'd you get tickets for all this stuff? If you come down here, I mean, the whole main street, I think it's Washington Street or Washington Avenue, people are hawking tickets left and right. So, I mean, there's always a chance for those.
Sweet.
But it's a cool thing to do if you're a golf fan at least once.
What's it cost to get in?
Depends on which day. Like yesterday's practice rounds, we only got in for, it got rained out, so we only got in for like half an hour, 45 minutes. Basically got a beer and walked back out.
How much it cost you, baby? That was a question. How much it cost you, baby?
Well, that was $200 yesterday.
Oh, jeez. Oh, and what's it cost when they really start playing?
Yeah, what's it cost
when
you
the today? Bullets are flying for real?
It depends. Prices dropped when Tiger went out, so I guess that's still a thing, which was nice.
What the hell does it cost to get into the tournament?
Doug, you don't need to know about my personal finances, all right?
Well, yeah, I'm just asking you.
You're a correspondent, so you didn't have to pay, generally speaking, though.
Say $1,200.
Oh, my God.
For not for one day, but for the full four days?
No.
One day?
Yeah.
Damn, Gina. Do you buy that from Augusta, or do you buy that from like a secondary market source?
We go through a secondary place. Like the face value. Let's see. The face value on this thing says $325. That's for today, but that's not going to happen.
$1,200, and that's when the price went down because Tiger's not playing.
Whites, LOL.
Yeah.
Jeez, but, boy, that one really catches me off guard. God, I would have guessed 400. That would have been my guess.
Yeah, I would too.
Holy
but I
moly.
Suppose
man, Matt, who bowls at Hanks? You must ball hard at Hanks.
Yeah, they pay well. It's six lanes, so I mean.
Oh, come on. What the hell are you doing to get that kind of money?
What do you think he's doing? Oh, selling his hole?
800 series last week. That's tough to do.
Well, it is.
Matt, we got to go. We got Tasha Rain at 9:15. Okay. Who's your pick, by the way, since you're going to be down there?
It's Ricky. It was Ricky for a couple weeks now. I liked him at...
Don't just say Ricky like he's your next-door neighbor or
something. Okay, now Ricky
Fowler.
That's what they call him, Ricky.
Okay, well, hey, Fowler.
Anybody got an update on Dustin? Dustin Johnson. Sorry, Doug.
We don't know, but Matt, who bowls at Hanks, he is only on 8% of DraftKings teams. How about that?
Wow.
ESPN says Dustin Johnson's status uncertain.
Now he's got six more hours to figure it out.
Yeah, Gretzky will take care of him. Hey, tell Jason Duffner, Iggy from Springfield said hello.
Oh, for crying in a bucket.
Hilarious.
Thank you, Matt Ubulsa. Thanks. Wonderful report.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
There he is. That's our Augusta correspondent. No other station in any market is going to get that kind of coverage.
No. Especially from a guy who's not in the course yet. He's still in the parking lot, the muddy parking lot. Because, of course, you would get thrown out if you were to have a conversation anywhere on the grounds of the fabled Augusta National.
This from a guy who did updates on playoff baseball from a parking lot outside the stadium.
Right. That's where you get a nice angle of
same
the game.
Same thing, though.
You get a perspective of the everyman who can't get in, all right? I'm broadcasting not for the elite, but for the everyman.
The everyday guy.
Yes.
Good for you, Doug.
And oh my, Russell Henley has birdied four, and here he is, your leader at the Masters. One under par.
The only one under par, and there's been about 12 guys play a couple holes already.
Larry Mize bogeyed one.
Ah. Oh, that course is playing tough today, Timmy.
The wind conditions. Mm-hmm. Doug, we will have details on our free Dotem Open registration going up momentarily. That's coming your way. Kelly Chase at 8:30. Blues back in action tonight in Florida. Great to see the rivalry here at the end of the season. And then Tasha Rain. People were wondering who she was going to pick this week at Augusta. The adult film starlet will join us at 9:15. She also was on Laguna Beach in 2010, so we wanted to get her on.
Yeah, well, that's a big get for us.
Right. Okay. Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Plus, Jason Barrett talks about his time in St. Louis on his podcast this week. We have that audio. And Mike Francesa gets sideways with a caller. We have that audio. That's coming your way. It is the Ryan Kelly morning after.